ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। मैनी टाइप्स ऑफ क्वेश्चंस रिगार्डिंग मेडिटेशन आर आस्क्ड फॉर योर इंफॉर्मेशन एंड नॉलेज। आई रीड समथिंग रिटन बाय स्वामी राम सुखदास जी रिगार्डिंग कमेंट्री ऑन verse 25 chapter 6. An important fact in connection with meditation. The most important fact is that God, manifest or unmanifest, pervades everywhere, in all persons, things, incidents, circumstances and actions, and there is never any modification in Him. While matter always undergoes modifications, there are only two things, the conscious element, divine element, and the nature. In conscious Purush, no change. In nature, always change. As a diver dives into an ocean and perceives water all around, similarly, a striver should feel God all around and also in him. Feel. The only aim of mankind is to realize God, who is ever realizable, but he is not felt because we divert our attention towards perishable things. If we had an exclusive devotion to attain Him, our mind would be automatically concentrated on Him. Therefore, a striver abandoning all thoughts of the world should be indifferent and quiet. Thoughts would definitely come. Neither try to throw them out, nor try to keep them. They come, come, go, go. I am different from them. I am the knower. They are the known. All projections and distractions of the mind are transient. So if these are born, they would decay. Certainly, any thought that comes to the mind and the seeker is thinking that it is a bad thought. I give you a simple example. Try to keep it. It will not stay. The bad one. Also, the seeker thinks it is a good thought. Try to keep it. It will not stay. So what to care about transitory things? There is nothing good nor bad. They come, they go. We are not concerned. Many dogs are there on the street. We are not concerned with those dogs. We are going somewhere. We don't stop on the way. The dog is barking on the street. We don't stop on the way. Oh, dog, what are you doing? People would say, he's a madman. It is the work of dogs to bark. You go where you have to go. Thoughts come, thoughts go. This attitude. We should not accept our affinity for them. We should accept our affinity for God, who pervades everywhere. This is a feeling. This is a feeling from heart, pervasiveness of God, not a thought. God exists. It is concerned with faith and feeling. Let the worst thing come, God exists there also. God, the existence, the consciousness. How without consciousness can be conscious of thought? You are conscious, therefore you are having thoughts and conscious of them. So when you are conscious of thought, God is there or not? What else? Your consciousness and the infinite consciousness are not two. Moreover, when a striver meditates upon the memory past incidents, etc., comes to the mind, which have no current existence, but a striver, by accepting their existence, strengthens them. Memories from the past come to the mind. We fight with them, we give them strength by fighting with them. So, he should remain indifferent to them without having attachment or aversion for them, neither liking for them nor disliking for them. I am neither a friend nor a foe of the dogs on the street. Neither a friend nor a foe. They will perish in the same way as they are born. The discipline of meditation is of two types. Now understand. The discipline of meditation is of two types. Number one, to concentrate the mind, which we will mostly try. Number two, to renounce affinity for the mind by discrimination, not having relation with the mind also. One method is to concentrate somewhere the mind. Another method is, I am not concerned even with the mind. I belong to God, not to mind. Because mind means thoughts. What else? This is the second way. So one way is to concentrate the mind. Second, to renounce affinity for the mind by discrimination. Renunciation of affinity by identification with the mind, affinity. Renunciation of affinity by using discrimination immediately leads to salvation. As soon as you separate yourself from the mind, or let in it happen anything, whatever. Finish. Salvation is there. The devotee who follows the above-mentioned discipline has the determination, all is God. Then, by this spiritual knowledge, being free from all kinds of doubts, perceiving God, pervading everywhere, he should become upram, indifferent. All is God, even this should not be thought of, but God should be seen face to face. Ultimately, even this idea goes away, all is God. This is also idea. When this idea also goes away, all is God, what remains? God. So first a striver should have the determination with the mind and intellect, God exists. The first thing is, God exists. God is. Right, God exists. Then he should give up this determination also. To beginning, God exists. Then forget this also. Then he should give up this determination also and be quiet. Dust or earth is mixed with water. You want the clean water. If you try to take out the dust, the water will be more dirty. Then how to get the clear water? Don't do anything. Don't do anything. The dust or the earth settles down. Clear water is there. This will happen slowly. It is giving itself in the verse. Slowly it will happen. So don't be discouraged just in so much time. The Lord means to say that the striver, in order to be indifferent, should not apply force, should not make haste, because the impression gathered through life, after life, are not wiped out hastily. We accumulated these impressions in the mind through thousands of millions of years. And you want to get them rid of them just like. Wait. Have patience. Have patience. Thoughts come. Okay. Go. Okay. Many examples, many times I have given. All know in the families, a child is jumping on the sofa. You tell him, don't jump, he'll jump more. You tell him, keep silent. No. Ignore. After some time, he's sitting. Today, I thought to read it for you. Don't worry, everything will be fine. It is already fine, actually. If you want to get rid of thoughts, don't get rid of them. Nothing. What connection have I got with the dog on the street? The street is open for everything, the dog, the cow, the bullock. I am going my way. God is mine, I am of God. I belong to God, God belongs to me, all the time.
You can say, but you cannot explain.
Saying is God, not saying is God. There is some reason I am telling you this thing. The saint, due to very deep compassion for the world, has said even so much, even this, that you may not understand what I am saying. Don't worry. You simply accept what I am saying. Everything will be finished. Because I am saying you accept everything is God, you will have the highest. Without even understanding. Understanding is not required. It is an ever-existing state. The state of the self, that is God. Many times which that I have said, the question is not of attaining God. The question is, nobody can remain for a moment without God. How can you remain without your existence? And your existence and infinite existence are the same. Devotion cannot be without God, and God cannot be without bhakta. For whom is God? For the devotee. As soon as thought process in any manner comes to a stop, you are at once, immediately. But that thought process does not come to an end by trying that it should come to an end. The better method is, let them be there. Let them be there. Slowly, that state of which a little glimpse to some might have come, that state will be stabilized. The last discourse of the saint is very important. The last in his life. Very few people will be able to understand it, because it is such a thing. But some people will be able. He has said in the last, 2 days before his giving up the body, he has said, don't think even about God. To begin with, whatever may be the concept or idea about God, I belong to God, God is mine. With thoughts, with feelings, this, I have no connection. Let them be. Pure existence is separate from the mind. Though in mind also it exists. The limitation, one thing I tell you. What happens? Someday, the limitations of the seeker gets destroyed. Different limitations are there with different seekers of different type. The limitations get destroyed. Then after that, okay.